You're listening to the Holistic Travel Nurse Podcast. And this episode is dedicated for my friends down under in Australia and UK, and they're fighting back. And if they can fight back non-compliantly and take back their government, then we feel like there's hope for us and hope for the rest of the world. So I want you to hear a little of this conversation that I found. Let's see. Here you go. Enjoy some of this.
That's planned, I'm told, to take place at 1 p.m. London time and 10 p.m. Australian time. Now, just a disclaimer for any political police watching, we're not inciting. We're journalists and politicians. We're simply commenting and giving our thoughts. Now, what are your thoughts? And what do you have to say to those people in London who are going out to support, Aussies? And what do you have to say about this becoming perhaps a global trend?
Well, it has to be, because we're all in the same boat. Good luck to them. More strength to their arm. It's communicating in a peaceful way their awareness and displeasure of what's going on in Australia. I mean, we've had a US governor, Ron DeSantis, ask the question, should the US have diplomatic relations with a country that has more draconian lockdown laws than the Chinese Communist Party does in China? And these are legitimate questions, but there's a deeper reason why this is a global event. What is happening in Australia will happen to the rest of the world. We are first. Now, that's why it's on us. We have to win this fight. And again, non-violent, non-cooperation, no revolution, nothing violent. But we have to win this, because what happens here will happen to the rest of the world. We are literally in the front trenches and the rest are behind us. If we fail, then the world fails. If we win, the world's got a chance. And it's literally as serious as that. So the fact that the other nations, and they see it, they know what's going on. They're not silly. And they're obviously, if you watch mainstream media, you have no idea what's going on, but the rest of us do. And they know this is a global, this is a war for the world, a literal war for the world. And we can win it, and we will win it.
So, Ricardo, you're ex-military, and firstly, thank you for your service on behalf of our viewers. And thank you to all of the veterans out there and the current serving personnel of the Australian Defence Force. From your own observations, do the military have a position, maybe not officially? Are there, veterans that are speaking out? What, in your opinion, what are you hearing from veterans? What are they saying about what's going on in regards to the police intimidation, the abuse of police powers, grandmothers getting, thrown to the floor and pepper sprayed, women getting indecently assaulted, protesters being, and political prisoners being thrown into prison? What do the, veteran community think?
Well, let's go, before we go to the vets, let's go to the serving members of the Australian Defence Force. And I've said this many times, the senior leadership of the ADF, Army, Navy and Air Force, are cowards. They're utter cowards. The retired generals, admirals and air marshals are cowards. Why are they silent? There is absolutely no reason for them.
So can I just confirm, Ricardo Bossi is calling the top military brass of Australia cowards?
Oh, I know them personally. Angus Campbell, the Chief of the Defence Force. I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw away his rock. No, they're cowards. They should be speaking up, and they should. They should be speaking up. Now, what are the veterans doing? The veterans are aware of this like anybody else, but they're law-abiding citizens too. So their response to this is much like every other Australian that sees it and is disgusted by it. It is reprehensible in the extreme. And the reason why the politicians are driving the police to push so hard, and a lot of you understand this, the police are pushing back too. They're not happy with what's going on. The senior leadership in the police realize it's not working, because the idea was to provoke us into a violent response. Had there been the slightest violent response, then they would have come down even harder, arrested people, and then introduced even more draconian lockdown measures. But because the people of Australia are genuinely decent people, and we are slow to anger, and we sit back and we are steady on, lad. And there's a great shot of a guy being arrested and beaten. He's yelling out, Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. How brilliant is that?
There's a real Aussie spirit coming through amongst all of this. And the Aussie spirit's not in the upper house. It's not in the lower house. It's not in the police ranks. It's not, coming from David Elliott. It's not coming from Gladys or Dan. It's coming from the mums and dads, the construction workers, the true blue Aussies that are out there. And, there's a bit of Anzac spirit being evoked here as well, I would say. Australians...
Yep.
Should be congratulated. They're being prodded with a cattle rod. They're being slapped in the face. They're being provoked by police. daily provocations by police. Now, we all saw those that footage of a senior Victorian police officer shouting at protesters whilst hiding behind the wall of armed police, "Come on, you pussies." You know, that's incitement. Now, Monica Smith is not committing incitement. The Victorian police are committing incitement. And the police's behaviour, in particular, the targeting of Western Sydney and multicultural Australian communities, religious communities, this is clear and obvious incitement. So I completely agree with you, Mr. Bosie, that the Australian people have shown great restraint. Great restraint, because I've been saying it all along, and I've been almost in every single broadcast calling upon my fellow Australians not to be violent, to maintain honour. Let the police be the ones that will go down in history, you know, dishonourably. You know, history is a great thing, isn't it? And they'll be judged. And speaking of being judged, tell me about how you see a possible Nuremberg 2 playing out to bring all of those police and politicians to account.
Nuremberg 2, and when we're in power, it's going to be our own. We're not going to go to The Hague. We don't need that. We're a sovereign nation. We can run our own. Thank you very much. We'll cooperate internationally, of course. But our view is quite simple. We'll be tightening up the treason and sedition laws, which were watered down progressively over the years. We're going to tighten them right back up again. And we're going to reintroduce the death penalty for the worst cases of treason and life imprisonment without the possibility of parole for sedition.
So can you just name, what would you give an example of a worst case of treason? What kind of acts or actions on behalf of politicians deserve the death penalty?
Allowing and facilitating foreign interference in the governance of this nation.
So selling the ports to China?
Oh, that's one thing. No, that's not specific enough. That's just a business deal that can be argued. But there are prima facie example of facilitating foreign interference in the governance of Australia, Section 44, Clause 1 of the Australian Constitution. So literally betraying the nation. Please come in and do it. Now, let me give you an example of a hint of this. I did an interview this afternoon with a gentleman called John Wilson, and it's online, so you can find that. It'll be up shortly. But the punchline to this very bizarre court case, which he was charged with and found guilty, the punchline was the judge, the magistrate, actually from the bench, and this is so grossly inappropriate that if somebody doesn't take action against this guy, you'll know that something stinks, and of course it does. But what he said was this: the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is a weak leader, and we need the United Nations. Now, this is a judicial officer basically saying that Scott Morrison isn't pushing the globalist agenda hard enough. We need the United Nations in Australia. Now, just think about that for a moment. There is no law in Australia anymore. There is no law. It is a facade. It is a joke.
Just for our viewers out there, when people like that are inciting basically an invasion of Australia by United Nations forces, am I right to give the deconstruction, you know, in the simple terms, that's what they're inciting, an invasion of Australia. When we talk about United Nations forces, which country would these forces be from? United Nations, there's no single nationality. So in your opinion, who would these foreign troops potentially be?
The first ones, any number, and I've worked with a number of them. So just to let you know, the foreign forces tend to be thugs and rapists in uniform. That's all they are. They're not what you call decent armies like the Anglophone world. But the first cabs off the rank would be the Chinese. They're the ones I'd expect. Now, I don't have evidence that they've done that, but they're the first ones I'd expect to see.
So we, ladies and gentlemen, just tuned in. We're live with the leader of the Australia One Party, Mr. Ricardo Bossi. And Mr. Ricardo Bossi has just announced two significant things. First thing is he's calling upon a death penalty to be reintroduced or introduced into Australia for acts of, you know, very high treason. And there is talk and potential, perhaps, of a foreign invasion force that could be poised to invade Australia under the UN flag, but most likely comprised of Chinese troops. Who can we rely on, Mr. Bosie? Who can Australia rely on internationally? Name a country, name a force, who would come to our rescue in the event of, you know, blue helmets invading our ports and airports?
It's not about who's going to come for us. We've got to stand up for ourselves. If we wait for somebody else, they're not going to come. You don't understand. This is the way wars are fought. You've got to earn your right. We have to earn. This is the first time Australians have fought for their country on their own soil. And it's extremely uncomfortable for them because war has always been this distant thing that somebody else does. for the first time in our history, we'll be fighting on our soil, the entire nation, for the control of this land. Now, we're not going to wait for anybody. We must do this assuming, and this is the operating assumption I gave out my people from the very beginning. We must assume we are on our own. We have no help from anybody, ever. And that is the basis of our planning. We say we can't wait for somebody to come and help. So if somebody does come, terrific. But if we wait for that, we will lose.
Well, we all know when Australia faced an imminent invasion in 1942, when they had the Japanese Imperial Army, you know, off the Coral Sea, we all know what the Australian government, what plan they implemented. It was the Brisbane Line. They basically took a map of Australia, drew a line through the middle of it, and said, we'll give them the north part and we'll just retreat south. So that was our best attempt at defending Australia's sovereign territory. Is what we're doing now worse than the Brisbane Line, when we don't really have a plan at all, do we? At least back then we had some sort of a plan.
There is no evidence that any organ of state, the government, the judiciary, the bureaucracy, the military, there is no evidence that any organ of state is acting to protect us, not one. There is no evidence that any of them are doing anything. That's why it must be the Australian people who stand up and say no. No, you won't, because 25 million people cannot be arrested or jailed. There aren't enough police, there aren't enough jails to hold us. That's why we need big numbers. That's the only way we can win this.
I've spoken about this, actually. Someone from a local business in my electorate, in the Reed electorate, mentioned this to me after seeing my videos on the YouTube Aussie Cossack channel, that if everybody out there stood up, rose up, even if everyone got arrested and fined and put in front of the courts, the system can only handle about 100,000, inmates. You know, just if we all walked out and just said that enough's enough, they don't have the resources, they don't have the system will implode.
Correct.
Where are they going to put everybody?
They won't. That's the point. And the police, as I said, the police have had enough, because they know they didn't sign up for this. And that's what I say when I bump into them. And they come around to my house, they've come around a couple of times now, enforcing bogus stay-at-home orders. And I'll say, well, show me the order, or we don't have it with us. Okay, who signed it? Well, I don't know. Thank you, people, please leave. So they'll come around on bogus orders, try to gather intelligence. But they've had enough, because I say, look, and I'm never belligerent towards the police, and we have chats. And I said to the guy, did you sign up for this? I mean, really, just between you and me. No, I've served in the army, you're a copper. Did you sign up for this? And he dropped his head. He said, no, mate, I didn't sign up for this. So it's okay. The thin edge of a wedge has gone into the police force, for starters. Don't back the military. The military will not assist you, I promise you. And
so can I confirm, you're saying the Australian military won't assist the people?
No, of course not. Absolutely not.
Well, what is the Australian military at the moment? We've got 49,000 active personnel. Now, if you take out all the support personnel, so I'm talking about the psychologists, the cooks, the cleaners, the guys who do the Wi-Fi, the guys who drive the cars and trucks, and the ones that bring the petrol and iron the uniforms, and how many soldiers are there that could potentially engage the population? Give us a rough estimate.
Oh, depending on the skill sets you want to deploy, I don't know, but 10,000-15,000 if you're lucky.
So 10,000-15,000 max.
If you're lucky.
In New South Wales, 7,500 coppers? David Elliott was bragging that he can send against his own people. All right, that's not very much, is it, Mr. Bossy?
It's not. And it's by design. The entire Defence Force has been stripped of capability over decades because the Chinese Communist Party told them to do so. That's why they did it.
Are there people in military command in Australia that share your views, that are concerned for the future of this country, and that acknowledge and understand that there is an agenda that has been going to weaken Australia, to allow foreign influence, Chinese influence in particular, into this country? And is there some kind of pushback?
No.
Or is it the she'll be right attitude?
That's not even she'll be right.
I don't want to. You can try to find this. It's Patriot World. It's just hard to listen to. That's why I'm glad we have the Second Amendment. They're going to try to come after our guns in the U.S. It's a global takeover of tyranny that is straight from Satan and evil, evil, evil. And my laptop's going to die. Let's see. So I can't even continue this and share more of it. trying to watch my little clicker on my laptop to know how much more time I have. And I'm just, if we just have to be in prayer and seeking God, and we need to be smart in what's going on with globally and how we can come together and be freedom fighters. You know what I mean? It's just the time. It's the time to get up and be part of it and understand what we are facing globally like we've never seen before. There was another video that was just out there, and they were showing how they were making COVID camps, I think it was in Washington, like to put those that refused to get the shot. I mean, and then if you've not listened to my other episodes where there's just massive people dropping like flies, either from the protocols in the hospital or from the shots, and we are just ignoring it. And the media is complacent in this, and it's sad. I'm not out to convince anybody. If you think I'm wrong, don't listen to me, and then go do your own research. But it's getting bad out there. All right, so as soon as I got that little clip to give you, and then today this breaks. I started this recording this episode yesterday. I usually finish them in one day. I didn't finish it, and then this broke, and I have it, thankfully, on my Telegram. Obviously, no one's talking about it. Such good news for my friends down under. So let's just listen.
Pains me to announce that I have no option but to resign from the office of Premier. My resignation will take effect as soon as the New South Wales Liberal Party can elect a new parliamentary leader. In order to allow the new leader and government a fresh start, I'll also resign from the New South Wales Parliament once I've consulted the Electoral Commission on appropriate timing for a by-election, given the COVID restrictions. My resignation as Premier could not occur at a worse time, but the timing is completely outside of my control, as the ICAC has chosen to take this action during the most challenging weeks of the most challenging times in the state's history. That is the ICAC's prerogative. Resigning at this time is against every instinct in my being and something which I do not want to do. I love my job and I love serving the community, but I have been given no option following the statement that's been issued.
All right, that was the breaking news. I think of like,
pains me to announce that I have no option but to resign from the
office. I'm sure my people in Australia have heard of that, and she was evil. She's the one who's putting out so much evil. I wish I could just, it's October 1st today, and there are a whole bunch of people that are not working as nurses. Telegram, it's just, not just nurses, cops, military, all gone in jobs, because they've stood up for what is right. And so that is so cool that we have, I've had so many comments, so many people showing, and I wanted to like share some of it. I've had people reach out and tell me stuff, and I said, you know, can I share it? I have to read some of that and ask them if I can share it without a name and their story, if they want it shared that way. So they don't want to come on the podcast, but they want to just like, okay, will you just make my, you know, story read, because it's been horrific. And there are nurses, there are people that are opening their eyes up to the evil that's going on. And there is so much effectiveness to this. It's just huge. So forcing and penetrating consent is like rape. And there's a lot of them that, like, there's this picture of this lady who resigned today after so many years in the hospital.
So first of all, I can announce that by Friday the 15th of October, every single authorised worker that is on that authorised worker list, whether they be in Melbourne or in regional Victoria, will need to have had at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That is, if they want to continue working.
If there's people that don't want this mandatory vaccine, how do we manage this?
Well, then they won't be going to work.
Okay.
It's very, very simple. It's very simple. We want to open the place up. You want to? I'm not taking lectures on freedom from people who will hold all of us back. Right? We want to be free. We're going to be free. We're going to be open. And the key to that is getting these vaccination numbers up and up and up.
Does that mean you don't have confidence in that 80% number anymore?
No, not at all. We've just got to get as many people vaccinated as possible. And it's not about the ultimate number.
But will there be exemptions? I know you've just said there's a lot of...
No, there'll be detailed consultations, and I'm not looking to exempt anyone.
Oh, my gosh. And I looked at tyranny, tyranny, tyranny. You understand that this is tyranny and that... Oh, I took a picture of it. I did take a picture of this, and I did try to share it, too. But... It actually has VAERS, has more stuff coming out. And if you understood VAERS, that is the vaccine injury in the U.S. And this is for the COVID-19 vaccine. And this is really, really not even to, this is maybe 1%. So let's just double these numbers. Just let's times them by 10%. And then that, there are so much more than this. So adverse events reported, okay? And this is usually 1% is only reported. Today, October 1st, 2021, 559 adverse events. Almost 15,000 deaths. Almost 2,000 miscarriages. Almost 7,000 heart attacks. And you just want to randomly just force this on everybody and play Russian roulette with their life. Unfreaking believable, the tyranny. Besides, it is total not a vaccine. It is gene altering. You can do the research. You can go do the research yourself. I will not back down. This is the truth. Let's go some more.
A lot of people called me crazy when I was like, the New World Order is a one world government, Build Back Better Agenda 2030. Everybody thought I was a little cuckoo, a little crazy. It's here. 2022, Pope is ready. One world religion, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, all rolled into one. First one will be opening in Dubai, 2022. Abrahamic family house, so. Be on the lookout for it. And for everybody who called me crazy saying that there was no New World Order, no agenda, no Build Back Better 2030 agenda, none of that happening. Yeah.
That is.
I'll just wait in the comments.
Yep.
Okay, have a great day.
I don't have TikTok. These are all TikToks. There's some really good TikToks out. And they get shared here, thank God, because otherwise, but... This
COVID-19 vaccine. You're going to want to listen to this. The Red Cross says anyone who has received their COVID-19 vaccine cannot donate convalescent plasma to help other COVID-19 patients in hospitals. That plasma is made up of antibodies from people who have recovered from the virus, but the vaccine wipes out those antibodies, making the convalescent plasma ineffective in treating other COVID-19 patients. COVID-19 vaccine. You're going to want to listen.
Hello, what did she just say? You're taking a vaccine that's supposed to make you antibodies, and then you can't take plasma from somebody? Come on now. You got to be smarter than a fifth grader to get this baloney that is being shoved down your face. Unfreaking believable. I wouldn't want to take someone's blood. Just recently, we had a patient reaction to blood. She's never had a reaction to blood. She's had blood transfusions in the past. She's had a reaction. You have to put some dots together. Did that person? That video is really, really long that I want to share. There's a video on my Telegram, and it's the 5G in the UK and all these dead birds. And they have video of it. It's crazy, crazy. It's crazy, crazy. There's this little meme one that is so freaking cute. Anti-vaxxer Big Pharma. It's, you have to go to my Telegram to see it. These little ants. Super cute. So, go watch the whole thing. Go to my Telegram. Sorry. I'm trying to eat and finish and do this stuff. I'm trying to put this out for you. I'm hoping that you even have internet. I mean, some people, the tyranny is so great. It's so ridiculous. You have to be non-compliant. And the people that are just bowing down to the tyranny and getting the shot, bowing down to their thing, they have you. They have you now. You're bought. You're bought and sold like a slave, worse than that it were in Israel time. We are a slave to this tyranny master. And if you don't understand that, go do your research. And this is nothing about health right now. Do choose something healthy. Do something that you can do in your control of your body. And maybe that's some deep breathing with some essential oils and relaxing. Someone did send me a comment and wanted some oils just recently. And thank you guys for the comments. But if you want to get oils, that's all my show notes how to do that. You can also reach out and email. That's better than on the comments. And then I don't know how to reach back to you in the comments. I can comment you back, but reach out to me. That's fine. An email. Thank you. I don't even know who your name was. And I will start putting people's names out there that have been very, very kind and leaving me messages and comments. Melissa, one of you, you've left more than one. Thank you, Melissa. And go share this.